For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Throughout May, as a part of Mental Health Month, the Riverside University Health System Behavioral Health will be hosting fairs that spotlight mental health with a variety of engaging activities aimed at enhancing wellness and providing education. Here's KVCR's Rafi Fall with more.
Open to residents, the Art of Wellness allows guests of all ages to enjoy food, music, entertainment, and games while learning about local resources and services for behavioral health and wellness. Additional county-provided resources, local nonprofit organizations, and other agencies will offer information and support related to housing, financial aid, behavioral health, physical health, and more. There will be three fairs held throughout the month of May. The events will be held on May 2nd in Coachella, May 9th in San Jacinto, and May 23rd in Riverside. The events are scheduled from 11:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Last year, the American Psychological Association found that among adults aged 35 to 44, 50% were identified with mental health disorders such as anxiety, depression, and stress-related conditions. Additionally, 16% of U.S. youth reported experiencing severe major depressive episodes. These findings underscore the extensive impact of collective trauma on mental health and highlight the crucial need for accessible mental health care and support services for individuals of all ages. To learn more about the Riverside University Health System and the events they hold, check out the RUHS webpage at ruhealth.org. Rafi Fall, KVCR News.
President Biden announced on Wednesday that the White House would forgive more than $6.1 billion in student loan debt for 317,000 borrowers who attended the Art Institutes, a private art school system in the U.S. that closed its doors in 2023. The U.S. Department of Education found that the Art Institutes misled students about the success of graduates and about employment partnerships that would help students find jobs. They told prospective students that more than 80% of graduates found jobs in their fields of study, but that was largely based on doctored data, the Education Department said. Investigators found that campuses also advertised graduate salaries that were based on fabricated data, and one campus even included the annual salary of tennis star Serena Williams to skew the average salary. The student loan relief will apply to students who were enrolled in the school system between January 1, 2004 and October 16, 2017. The U.S. Department of Education immediately began notifying borrowers who are eligible for forgiveness, including those who have not formally applied for borrower defense. Previous payments made for student loans will also be refunded. A hiker is recovering today after the Palm Springs Fire Department performed rescue operations at Skyline Trailhead. Authorities received reports of a downed or injured hiker at around 12:05 p.m. Wednesday. Two engine crews, one of which hiked the mountain with a medic squad, were dispatched to the trail near Palm Springs Museum. The hiker, a young woman, was dehydrated but able to make contact with officers. Former Nickelodeon producer Dan Schneider is suing the makers of the documentary Quiet on Set: The Dark Side of Kids TV for implying that he sexually abused children. The defamation suit was filed Wednesday in a Los Angeles court against Warner Brothers, Discovery, and other companies behind the four-part documentary. The show uses cast and crew interviews to portray Snyder as creating a toxic work environment and overly sexualizing the kids on his shows, including All That and The Amanda Show. But the suit says the series and its trailer unjustly suggest he actually sexually abused the actors he worked with. The defendants didn't immediately respond to emails seeking comment. Officials say 55 people were hurt too seriously when a Metro Light Rail train and a University of Southern California shuttle bus collided in downtown Los Angeles. The LA Fire Department says the crash happened shortly before noon Tuesday along Exposition Boulevard near the USC campus and the Natural History Museum. Dave Sotero, a spokesperson for LA Metro, says the bus crossed into the path of a Metro E-Line train. Los Angeles police will investigate. Shereen Awad, KVCR News.